The UK Africa Summit has kicked off. For the first time, leaders and businesses from the African continent are meeting with UK businesses and government to discuss what trade could look like between the parties post-Brexit. Leon Ayo, who's president of the British Chamber of Commerce in South Africa, joins us on the line now with some of the expectation and where that sits. Thanks so much, Leon, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we have the South African government, a part of those African governments visiting the UK as part of this investment summit in a bid to bolster trade and investment between the two. Right at the top, where does a trade and investment sit between South Africa and the UK?
Well, there are some 650 British businesses actually based in South Africa, and British investment represents around 70% of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So it's a significantly important trading partner, even more so in the post-Brexit world, which we're about to enter.
Looking at that stance, how much of it potentially gets compromised by the likes of a Brexit, if anything at all?
I mean, politically, I was very much of a Remainer, and representing the British Chamber of Business, I speak on behalf of our members across Southern Africa. But actually, despite that, Brexit offers a great opportunity for the continent and particularly the SADC countries in South Africa, because the UK can now branch out and engage in those bilateral trade deals, which is what we have started to do. And I have to say, there's been so much optimism and energy around this summit that I think it's exceeded everybody's expectations.
The reason for the UK's newly discovered enthusiasm for Africa is because Brexit will cost the UK dearly in terms of trade. How much of that really coming into play here?
Well, I think if we take some statistics, the UK in the last 2 years has already invested 34 billion rand into Africa. And we're looking at investing a further 56 billion, which we've put on one side and have that appetite for that risk and opportunity that the continent offers. So, yes, the UK does want to enter into a trade deal with Europe, in which it has 12 months to do so. But Africa has increasingly been a market that British companies have looked for, and there are a number of reasons for that. Boris Johnson and the Prime Minister opened the conference with huge vigor this morning and talking about Africa being the future, the ambition, the optimism, the growth, and the cyclotron of talent that exists on the continent. And I think we really want to move away from an economy where we're just going to Africa to utilize the extractors from the ground, but really harness the talent above the ground, and equally that talent will become consumers.
Some of the incentive coming with the growth forecasts, certainly for sub-Saharan Africa this year, we've had the IMF today project that sitting at about 3.5%, but it compares to a very menial growth forecast for South Africa, which now sits at 0.8%. How much do you see South Africa losing out on potential trade and investment opportunities to some of its continental peers?
I mean, South Africa cannot be complacent. You know, I've had the privilege of living and working in South Africa for over 7 years. And at South Africa House last night with Minister Mweni and Minister Pandor, we were really talking about how we can celebrate and market South Africa as a destination for investment. So we share a language, we share a time zone, we have many cultural similarities. And I think there are a few quick wins we can do in South Africa to make it even more attractive for investment. Getting our visas through quickly, that's often quite prohibitive. Smiling at border control when people fly in to welcome you to the country. I think there are some very basic things we can do, but South Africa still is seen as the gateway to the last frontier and the biggest potential consumer markets.
In the face of what kind of risk, and I've got to ask you, sentiment from a UK business perspective when it comes to the risks that are sitting top of the agenda right now?
So I think there is, in any investment, when you're going into a frontier market or an emerging market, one considers the physical risk, the political risk, the financial risk. But I think South Africa's constitution is highly regarded. Its financial institutions are highly regarded, as is its financial sector. There are elements of political uncertainty around certain elements of legislation. But I think in many markets around the world, there is equal uncertainty. So South Africa still represents a good investment destination. And I can talk to four or five examples of British companies that I'm supporting with their expansion into South Africa and then beyond into the continent.
That despite our power deficits, Leon, that currently plague the economy at large, it's been cited as the biggest risk to the South African economy right now. And this at a time where you've got Prime Minister Boris Johnson talking about ending British support for thermal coal mining or coal power plants overseas in a very big way, instead looking to focus on supporting the transition to lower and zero carbon alternatives. How does South Africa start to leverage off that? Do you see that coming to the fore, given some of the policy restraints that are currently at play?
Well, I think from a policy perspective, one can adapt and embrace the shifting tides around of the power industrial complex and look towards sustainable energy resources. So Boris Johnson did talk about his move away from looking at those traditional sources of energy that are historically bad for the environment. The power situation is a bit of a handbrake on investments, and is a handbrake on people living in the country and a handbrake on tourism. So it's critical that we address that power challenge. But equally, why don't we seize an opportunity? We live in a very sunny country. There's opportunity for alternative types of power. There's opportunities for more efficient means of generating power. And that could encourage foreign direct investment, and it could also create new jobs in a more sustainable economy.
It could, but like I say, policy uncertainty really hampering the progress we could be making on that front. So how much of a challenge or a hurdle is that putting up right now?
So it is a hurdle, but there's no foreign investment without risk and without hurdles. I think it's our role with South Africa to reduce those hurdles and make ourselves as attractive as possible. I know I'm not going to argue with you. Certainly that would make life easier. But that said, we do have other assets in South Africa that mean people want to come and invest in our country, invest in our talent, and have access to our markets.
Leon, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Leon Ayo, who's the president of the British Chamber of Commerce.